for our guys is not to hang in there. You know, adversity is as much a part of this game as blocking and tackling. It's important that we kind of keep it in perspective. And the perspective is that we haven't played winning football. And the only way to go about correcting that is to come in here and show a certain amount of resolve, stay together, and continue to work and press to play better. And that's kind of what we're doing.
Is this the roughest patch you've faced as a head coach there in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Mike, we're not around you every day. So when you look at why you're not playing winning football, what are the kind of things that you pinpoint?
You know, I think first and foremost, you know, we're interested in being dominant, and when we're not, we got to make timely plays, significant plays to win games. And the reality is, here of late, we haven't done either. We haven't been dominant, and there have been times in the past where we haven't been dominant, but we found ways to make the significant plays at the end of games to secure victories. And really during this stretch specifically, that hadn't been the case.
Mike, from the outside, it appears like when you lose Polamalu, it really affects your team. You know, I know he's a really good player. Is that a legitimate excuse, or I don't? Maybe that's the wrong word. But for some of the things that have gone on for you guys,
we don't use excuses. You know, the reality is that Troy is a unique player. He has special talents. We acknowledge that. And you lose something when of course he's not in the lineup. But we've won in the past without him. Injuries are a realistic part of this game, and we're fully capable of playing winning football without him. And we hadn't done that. We accept responsibility for it. So yes, he is a significant player. He's a unique player, but I truly believe that we're still capable of playing winning football even when he's not in the lineup.
Talk about the problems that number 88 Finley poses as the tight end now for the Packers offense.
I tell you, he is he's an enormous wideout, is what he is. He's got a unique skill set. He can challenge you vertically. He's a tough physical matchup because his size and things are tough for safety to deal with, and his speed, and athleticism, and body control are tough for linebackers to deal with. He's a talented player, one that we respect and we're working hard to prepare for. But they got a lot of talented players, and I think that's what makes them very tough to defend. The balance that they have offensively, the wide receiver core, Driver, Jones, Jennings, Nelson, Donald Lee, they've got a lot of weapons and they use them all.
Mike, what did you take? What kind of approach did you take schedule-wise coming off the Thursday game?
We had a bonus day on Monday. We looked at our last performance. We made corrections. We introed the Packers, and then we went into a normal work week.
Have you been able to get a good feel for, I guess, the vibe with your guys? It just seems like, you know, a team that's angry about the way things have gone and is pretty prideful would be a pretty scary opponent.
I hope that's the case. I know that, there's a certain level of anger and frustration and disappointment with where we are. The big thing is that we use that as fuel and that we mold that into a winning caliber performance, and that's what we're working toward doing.
Mike, Dom Capers' model, obviously, for this defense here is your defense. What kind of similarities, or I guess what kind of differences do you see in what he's doing versus what you're doing? Are they pretty subtle?
There are similarities and differences. I think that, that can be said for a bunch of defenses across this league. There are very few secrets, really, in our business schematically. What I think Coach Capers is doing and really what makes him a good coach is he's tailoring it to fit his people. And they're doing a nice job of that. The way they're moving around Charles Woodson and using all of his different skills is truly impressive. But, you know, what he's doing with a lot of those guys is impressive. What he's doing with those two interior linebackers in terms of where they apply pressure, talking about Barnett and Hawk, I think is impressive. So, you know, they're playing really well. They've molded it to fit their people, and they have a great deal of success because of it.
Mike, what do you think of Woodson? Is he tilting the field right now?
This guy's playing at a high level, and of course he's played at a high level for a long time. He's really, I think, having an MVP caliber year, and not only what he does outside at corner, but I think what he does when they move him around in sub package football and nickel and so forth is equally impressive, if not more impressive.
Coach, as someone who's prepared for a Super Bowl and championship games and whatnot, what do you see with the Packers? Are they a good team, a really good team, a potentially great team? I guess, how do you see them?
I think time will tell. I think that's the case for all of us in this business. I think right now they're 9-14. They're worthy of that, no question. They're a team that's in the hunt. But, you know, playing, winning football in January is about coming together at the right time. They appear to be a team that's doing that. But they'll continue to write their story.
What have you seen out of Clay Matthews? Obviously, you have two really good outside linebackers over there.
You know, he's got natural rush capabilities. That's on display. I think some of the work that he's doing with Kevin Green is evident. Of course, we know Kevin up here and his principles in terms of how he coaches the position. I think he's really having an awesome rookie campaign.
Mike, what's your concern level with your offensive line?
My concern level with our football team is high. I think when you've dropped five straight like we have, you're in my position, there's cause for concern. Not overly so in depth that we're going to lose our personality in terms of how we approach our business. We got a great deal of belief in how we build our readiness and how we prepare to play football games, and we'll continue to do that.